September is Suicide Awareness Month, and in Humboldt County this year, the month is dedicated to recognizing the warning signs for suicide, encouraging open conversation about mental health, and connecting people to treatment and resources. To learn more about what the warning signs may be, and what resources and treatments are available, we spoke to Amy Terrones, coordinator at the Family Resource Center at Soham Health in Garberville.
Everybody experiences depression and mental health concerns and issues differently. There have been historically some signs that people want to look out for, but honestly, I do think that everybody does do it differently. And I don't want to pigeonhole or put into a box certain signs that somebody might be looking for. And then they might miss other signs, or maybe that person isn't exhibiting anything that we talk about today. I just want to make sure that we're really clear. There is no rhyme or reason when somebody chooses to take their own life and what the lead up might be to that. Every experience is very unique and individual. I think the most important thing that we can do when we are concerned about a friend, loved one, family member that might be experiencing suicidal ideation is to continuously build our relationship with them and do that out of a very open and authentic way, reduce judgment as much as possible, and really just listen and try to be an ally with somebody. That would look really different depending on the situation. You know, some people want to talk and they want someone to listen and talk back and have full lively discussions. Maybe those discussions are a little bit dark. Maybe they're, you know, a big picture. Like, what is our purpose here? Why are we here? I just don't want to do this anymore. You know, language like that. Other people might be really quiet and introverted, and maybe they just want somebody to sit with them quietly and not have big conversations like that. So everybody's really different. And like I say, I think the most important thing that we can do is really build a non-judgmental relationship with them and continually just be emotionally and physically present. That is very difficult. It's easier said than done. It's really, really hard sometimes to sit by a loved one or a friend, a coworker, family, community member, and recognize that you have no control over their actions. So maybe it's a loved one who is suicidal. Maybe they have ideation, but they haven't done any type of attempt. And you're trying to figure out, you know, how to cope with the lack of control. You know, I think that's one of the hardest things for family members or loved ones is, you know, we might not be experiencing the same type of suicidal ideation or depression that person is experiencing. So it's hard for us to understand. And you can, you know, talk about it all day. You can express your love and what that person might mean to them and offer a bunch of resources and give them numbers. But ultimately, I just want to make sure, you know, we as the support person recognizes that we don't have the control or the power over what other people do. And it's not our fault if something happens to a friend of ours. And oftentimes we may think that we didn't say the right thing or maybe we said the wrong thing or all those, you know, all those questions that we might have and the guilt that we might have. And again, me just saying this isn't going to eliminate that for you, but I just want to recognize how hard it is sometimes to be the witness.
Support for individuals experiencing mental health issues and those in their lives has increased, both locally and nationwide. There are social media accounts dedicated to the issues, crisis lines, and national awareness campaigns. 988 is a nationwide suicide crisis lifeline which anybody can call. A call or a text to 988 will be answered by someone who is trained to assist, and much like a call to 911, there is no automation or AI involved. The call doesn't have to be about anything specific, just someone to talk to, someone to listen. The call is confidential.
We also have services through the county. We have a mental health crisis line in our county, which is the 707-445-7715. And again, that's somebody up in Eureka at our Semprevirens office. And that is a live human that is going to answer that phone 24/7. Here in Southern Humboldt, We do have both at Redwood Rural Health Center and at the Southern Humboldt Community Healthcare District. We do have licensed clinical social workers that can do one-on-one therapeutic intervention with folks. And also, very excited to tell you that at the Miranda campus for South Fork High School and Miranda Junior High, there's a wellness center now on campus. There is staff there during the school day. They are very supportive, very helpful. If you have a child or a student that is in need, let's say they don't want to talk to you as a mom or a dad, you can always just encourage them to go check in with the folks at the wellness center. Or you yourself could go over or call the wellness center folks through the South Fork High School and get some support as well.
Several other schools in the area have similar wellness centers, including Redway Elementary, Sunnybrae and Pacific Union in Arcata, Barnum High and Sane Middle School in Eureka, KTJUSD in Hoopa, and Blue Lake Elementary. In-person, virtual, and phone support is available to all who seek it through organizations such as NAMI, whose website, nami-humboldt.org, offers a comprehensive list of resources. But your first call could be to the Humboldt County Crisis Line at 707-445-7715 or to the nationwide 988. I'm Sigurbjörn, reporting for KMUD.